I'd like to share with you a fascinating story brought down by the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara talks about judging people favorably. In Masa Ba'adam Echad, there was a story about a person that was hired to work for someone for 3 years as a sharecropper. And after the 3 years were up, he approaches his boss and he tells him, "It's Erev Yom Kippur today. I haven't seen my family in 3 years. I would like to go home. Ten li schari ve'elech va'azen es ishti yevanai. Please pay me my wages, and I will go home and feed my wife and children." Amar lo, his boss tells him, "Ainli, I don't have any cash on me." So he tells him, "Okay, in that case, tenli peiros. Give me my wages in the form of produce." His boss says, "Ainli, I don't have that either." Then he says, "Tenli karka. Give me a piece of land." Again he says, "Ainli, tenli behema. Give me some animals. Ainli." Then he tells him, "I'll take pillows and blankets. I'll take anything you have. Ainli, I have nothing to give you." Hifshul Kalev Lachairov. Distraught, he took his bag, slung it over his shoulder, v'halach lebeiser bepacha nefesh. He went home devastated. Nothing to show for himself after being away from his family for 3 years. The Gemara says, la'achar ha'regel, after Sukkos, the employer packed up boxes of food and drink and all kinds of goodies, and he set out to the home of his former employee. He arrives, and they sit down, and they have a great feast together. And after the party, he takes out 3 years' worth of wages, and he hands it to his former employee. And as he's about to leave, his boss tells him, "I want to ask you a question. When you said to me, 'Give me my wages,' and I said, 'I have no cash,' what was going through your mind? Did you not suspect me of trying to avoid paying you?" "Not at all," the worker answered. "I thought perhaps you were offered the great business deal and you used all your cash to purchase the merchandise, and therefore you had no money available to pay me. How about when I said I have no animals? What did you suspect then?" The worker answered, "I thought perhaps you rented out your animals. How about when I said I have no land? What did you think then?" "I thought perhaps the land is leased out to others. How about when I said, I have no produce? I thought, probably you didn't give miser on them yet, and you didn't want to give it to me untithed. What about when I said, I have no cushions or blankets? I thought, perhaps you consecrated all your property, and therefore you had nothing available to give me." Armaloi, the boss tells him, "Hoavoida, I swear, kachoya, exactly the way you described it, it was precisely so. Whatever you just said was 100% true." And he gives him a bracha. Kishen shadantani l'schus, hamakam yodin oischa l'schus. Just as you judge me favorably, so may Hashem judge you favorably. A fascinating story, but it gets better. Says the Rama Mipano, this wasn't just a random employee and some random employer. He says the landowner was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and the worker was none other than Rabbi Akiva himself. But this incident happened way before he was the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. Even before he started learning Torah. Before he had 24,000 Talmidim. He was then already a great Baal Midos. He wasn't paid for 3 years. And not only didn't he say a word, he was down his boss, Lekav Schus. And those tremendous Midos is what Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Sevua, was drawn to. She was the most eligible bachelorette. She could have married anybody she wanted to. Her father was rich and famous, but in Rabbi Akiva, despite being a lowly shepherd and ignoramus at that time, she recognized his extraordinary midas. She foresaw hidden greatness and latent potential. And that set off the chain of events where she married him and supported and encouraged him to go learn Torah for 24 consecutive years. And what emerged was the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. And it all began when Rabbi Akiva was employed as a lowly farmer and was done chaveira lekav schus, when he had all the reasons in the world not to do so. A person wakes up in the morning and looks in the mirror and he says, "I might have some flaws, but overall, I'm a good person." We give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. We judge ourselves favorably. We see the best in ourselves. We are quick to defend and justify any shortcomings in ourselves. So why do we judge our friends' flaws so harshly? On Lag BaOmer, we celebrate the fact that the plague that killed the students of Rabbi Akiva came to an end. The Gemara said the reason they perished is because Shalei Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. On their exalted level, they didn't respect each other. On Lag BaOmer, we emulate the Midas of Rabbi Akiva, where all of Klal Yisrael sings and dances together, a and we display tremendous achdus and unity. We travel the world and spend lots of money looking for zgulos. However, the Mishnah says it's really simple. Here's a guaranteed surefire remedy. Hadon chaveira lekavschus, don an oisa lezchus. This is Divrei Chazal, so you can take it to the bank. If you judge your friend favorably, Hashem will judge you favorably. Can there be a better zgula than that? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.